Deficiency judgments. When a property is foreclosed, it is typically sold at auction, which can result in an unpaid balance or deficiency on the original mortgage, as the amount the property sold for may not be sufficient to pay the balance in full. In these cases, lenders may seek a deficiency judgment on the foreclosure through a motion filed with the courts. Borrowers who receive a deficiency judgment have several options at their disposal, including the filing of a motion to overturn the judgment, requesting an exemption from the original lien holder, or in extreme cases, declaring bankruptcy. It is highly recommended that borrowers consult an attorney if faced with these circumstances. While FHA loans are exempt from deficiency judgments, they may be made for VA-guaranteed loans, although the VA discourages this. Many states have found that deficiency judgments do not represent a viable means of lender loss recovery and have removed the option to seek them. Tax impacts of foreclosure. If money is borrowed from a commercial lender, and the lender later cancels or forgives the debt, such as in a foreclosure, the borrower may have to include the canceled amount in income for tax purposes, depending on the circumstances. When the loan was originated, the borrower was not required to include the loan proceeds in income because there was an obligation to repay the lender. When that obligation is subsequently forgiven, the amount received as loan proceeds is reportable as income because the borrower no longer has an obligation to repay the lender. The lender is usually required to report the amount of the canceled debt to the borrower and the IRS on a Form 1099-C, Cancellation of Debt. The Mortgage Debt Relief Act of 2007 generally allows taxpayers to exclude income from the discharge of debt on their principal residence. Debt reduced through mortgage restructuring, as well as mortgage debt forgiven in connection with a foreclosure, qualifies for the relief. This provision applies to debt forgiven in calendar years 2007 through 2014. Up to $2 million of forgiven debt is eligible for this exclusion, $1 million if married filing separately. The exclusion does not apply if the discharge is due to services performed for the lender or any other reason not directly related to a decline in the home's value or the taxpayer's financial condition.